بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله يجتبي إليه من يشاء ويهدي إليه من ينيب وفي مقام آخر قال الله تعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة وفي الحديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت والعاجز من أتبع نفسه هواها وتمنى على الله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected ulama ikram brothers Firstly we need to express gratitude to Allah that Allah has given us Allah Ta'ala has given us this opportunity of sitting here Should be solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala For our own rectification, my own rectification In a dire need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Person was making tawaf of the Kaaba Sharif And he was making this dua, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel, Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel. Oh Allah, make me from the few, Allah, make me from the few. Another person that was near him said, what dua is this that you are making that, oh Allah, make me from the few, I do not understand. So he said, have you not read the Quran Sharif? Allah Ta'ala says, Ba'adawdu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, wa qaleelum min ibadi ash-shakur, and very few of my servants are grateful. May Allah make us amongst those that will be grateful to the ni'mah that Allah has blessed us with. Life is a test. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed each one of us. The example and the similitude of this is, each one of us have been to a madrasa, we have been to a school, etc. And we will write in examination. And then the time will come when that examination paper, the hours will lapse. And then the paper will have to be handed in. Even if a person writes in calligraphy, the entire paper, or he writes down the questions, In calligraphy, he will not be given any answers. Rather, he will not be given any marks. He will fail the examination. The moments will pass by, and then the time will come when the paper will have to be handed in. That will signify the end of the examination. And in the imtihan, yukramul mar'u aw yuhan. At the time of an examination, either a person is honored, or either he is disgraced. At that time when the paper is handed in, that person will either pass or he will fail. And when he will pass or he will fail, perhaps before that he will be given 1 minute or 2 minutes, depending on his obedience and his zeal and his enthusiasm in the class. The teacher might have a liking for him, so might give him 2 or 3 minutes extra and tell him, no problem, take 2 or 3 minutes. Or he might peruse and go through his examination paper and see that, you know what, you haven't answered this question. Or he might just make an ishara and hint that you need to just check that question there, that it's not right. But ultimately the paper will have to be handed in. But the one that was scratching his head, he'll also have to hand in the paper. 3 hours would have lapsed, and that's the end of it. Our life similarly will come to an end. And when our life comes to an end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully says, بَعْدَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ Oh, you believe, do not let your wealth and your children deviate you from the remembrance of Allah. وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكُ Whoever does that, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ Then he's from the losers. وَأَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ Spend from that which we have granted you. مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ Before death come to any one of you. فَيَقُولُ Then he says, رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ Oh Allah, grant me a little bit of respite. فَأَصَّدَّقَ So that I may give out sadaqah. وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ And I may be from the righteous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't use the word lam. Allah uses the word lan. هَرْجِزْ نَهِ وَلَيْ يُؤَخِّرَ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِذَا جَاءَ جَلُوهَا Allah will never grant respite to any soul إِذَا جَاءَ جَلُوهَا When a person's appointed time comes, not 1 minute more, not 1 minute less. 1 second more, not 1 second less. Each person will have to hand in their question paper and that will be it. Person will have to go into and will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like Hazrat Damat Barakatum always says, we should not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is so great and Allah ta'ala is so merciful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to his servants than what a mother is to her own children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more merciful to his servants than what a mother is to her own children. And the hadith which I've quoted to you, Al-Kayyithu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in Jawami ul-Kalim, so concise words and so beautifully puts it forward for us. that who is an intelligent person? An intelligent person is not that person that has the amount of degrees and is got just behind him. No. An intelligent person is that person. مَنْ دَانَ نَفْسَهُ وَعَمِلَ لِمَا بَعْدَ الْمَوْتِ. He curbs his desires, his nafs, and he does actions which will assist him after his demise. وَالْعَاجِزِ. A foolish person is that person who follows his desires, his whims and his fancies, and then he has hopes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy. Surely we believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we know that Allah ta'ala's infinite mercy, as Mawlana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to always say, one wave of Allah ta'ala's rahmat and mercy can completely obliterate every haram and wrong. Every haram and wrong that a person ever did. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّ. Seven categories of people whom Allah will shelter when there will be no shelter except the shelter which Allah will afford. Imagine the severity of the day of Qiyamah. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمْ. O mankind, fear your Rabb. إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Verily the convulsion of the day of Qiyamah is a great thing. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. On that day you will see that the woman that is suckling her baby, she will forget about, she will not nurse that baby. وَتَضَعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا. The woman that is carrying the fetus, she will abort the fetus. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى. You will see men in a drunken state. وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. While they are not drunk. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ. But the azab of Allah is great. Then Allah will shelter seven categories of people. One of the categories of people whom Allah will shelter. وَرَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. Or كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. That person who sits in solitude, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such a manner that they start tearing out of the fear of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among such people. A person asked his father, youngster, he asked his father, he said, oh my father, tell me, what is the greatest creation? What is the greatest thing in life? So the father thought about it and he said, it must be the jungles of the world that have so many trees. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so many trees, and there are so many places that haven't even been, mankind hasn't even gone there. It's inaccessible to mankind. So he said, it must be the jungle. So he asked the father again, oh my father, tell me, is there anything that's greater than this? And the father said, it's the mountains of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created so many different mountains. So he said, is there anything greater than the mountains? So he said, it must be the oceans of the world. That there are measured points, the deepest measured point in the ocean is about 10,800 meters. The Mariana Trench. That's what's measured. There are places they can't even access. So he said, is there anything greater than the oceans of the world that Allah has created? He said, it must be the expanse of the universe. That there are planets and there are things and we don't even know about. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created. And kullun fi falaki yasbahun. Everything is moving in an orbit. Nothing is clashing with each other. Allah's greatness. Allahu Akbar. So he said, oh my father, tell me, is there anything greater than this? Upon asking this question, the father started tearing. He said, oh my father, have I touched on a sensitive chord? Have I said something wrong? The father looked down and he said, it's your father's sins. It's your father's guna and sins. So then he said, oh my father, is there anything that's greater than that? He said, he looked up and he smiled. And he said, yes, there is something that's greater than that, than all of that. And that is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's mercy, Allah ta'ala's mercy is so great. Allah ta'ala's mercy is so great. But it doesn't mean that we must take advantage. The hadith teaches us that an intelligent person is that person who curbs his desires. And he doesn't follow his base desires. But he doesn't become foolish by following his base desires and then he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmat and mercy is so great. A person doesn't plant maize and then expect tomatoes to grow. He doesn't study and then he expects to pass. It doesn't work like that. Al-jins means jins. A person will be rewarded according to the amal that he does. So we must realize that we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this few minutes, inshallah, I hope that I can just go through some of the lessons and maybe just turn on certain aspects of Tawbah. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, which appears in Riyadu Salihin, it's muttafaq alayh. The hadith where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam talks about the 99 people in the time of Bani Israel, there was a person that committed murder. He killed 99 people. And then he was asking, is there anybody that I can go to? I need a scholar, I need somebody, I need to ask him something. So he went to a monk. And he asked the monk, will Allah forgive me? But he had a zeal and enthusiasm to ask for forgiveness and make tawbah and rujoo to Allah. Will Allah forgive me? So that person said no. That became the 100th victim. Not happy and satisfied, he's still looking for tawbah. He says, well, is there anybody that can you guide? Can I be guided to anybody that can give me an answer? So he meets a person that's a scholar, and the scholar tells him, an alim tells him that no, Allah will forgive you. On the basis that you leave the certain place that you are in, you make it so that you go to a certain place where there are good people. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. So leave this place and go to a certain area. And there you will reside with these good people, and inshallah the good habits will then obviously follow. So he leaves, and on his way, the maut comes. Now the angels are disputing, the angels of rahmat are disputing with the angels of adab. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it that an angel is sent down in the form of a human, in a human form, and it is thrown to the other two angels, kisu ma bayna al-ardain, that measure the distance between the two lands. If he is closer to the land of virtue and piety, then the angels of rahmah will deal with it. And if he is closer to the land of vice, haram, and transgression, then unfortunately the angels of Adab will deal with it. It is mentioned in the hadith that he made it by a handspin. Another narration mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the earth move so this person could be made from among the people of piety. So we've got to decide to leave the haram and the wrong. We've got to change our life. And we've got to effect that change and love among the pious. Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi was a notorious highway robber in his time. People, he used to loot, plunder, and people were very afraid of him. And it was at one time in his life when he was, apart from that, he was having an illicit relationship with a woman, and he was about to scale the wall. It was the dead of night, and he was going to visit his beloved. And when he was about to scale the wall, he heard one ayat of the Quran Kareem. One ayat was enough for the change in his life. أَوْذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Has the time not come for those who possess iman that their hearts become soft and submissive to the remembrance of Allah? One ayat. He contemplated, he got down from the wall, and he said, Allah, I have to make tawbah to you and rujoo to you. If it was myself, then I would have said one more time, and tomorrow I'll make tawbah. We sometimes eating something that's doubtful or haram, we know it's haram, we say, it's okay, let me eat it now, I can't let it go to waste, and tomorrow I'll make tawbah. But we don't know whether that time will come. Here he gets down, he goes into a desolate house or a building, and he's taking refuge for the night, deciding to now effect tawbah in his life. And oblivious of the fact that in the adjoining room there are wayfarers, and they are also discussing and making mashwara. Should we leave today? Should we leave tonight? Should we leave tomorrow morning? They make mashwara that notorious Fudail bin Ayaz scouts the area. As they say, adding salt to the wound. So he says, Allah, have I become such a menace to people and the Muslimin that I am known for this year? Definitely my tawbah to you is that I will worship you, my Allah. Look at the sincerity. Allahu Akbar. Allah grant myself firstly ability to be sincere in when we say we're going to make rujoo to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and try our level best. He then goes and he is known as Abidul Haramain. Read the story of Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi and what he became after that. He met the likes of Ibn Mubarak rahimullah. Great, great scholars. He himself became a great scholar. There's an incident mentioned, and I'll complete on this inshallah. There's an incident mentioned about a man. Recently, I heard this audio clip of a imam that was talking, probably somewhere in the United States, probably. So he's mentioning there was a man that came into his masjid one day, and he was the imam, so he's seen this man coming in with a whole lot of tattoos on his body. So he looked at him, he didn't ask him anything, the man went, he made wudu, he completed, he came, he joined the salah, and after that he got to know the brother, he started interacting with the brother, and he asked the brother, where are you from? So the brother said, this is my whole life story. You know, I have these tattoos on my body. I led a life of vice, haram, and wrong. Every crime I had done, drugs, I grew up in a very, very evil society, evil company. And this is the effect of it. I was 23 years old, and now the police had arrested me. And it was the third crime that I had committed, so they told me, now it's life sentence for you. So then I was put into the prison, into the jail. And as I spent the night in the cell, the next day I had to appear before the judge. And thus at night, I thought to myself, and it hit me very hard, that I'm going to be spending the rest of my life in prison. My whole life is finished. I'm only 23 years old. So he said, "Oh Allah, I've made a big mistake in my life. My Allah, only you can help me. Nobody can help me." And he said that he fell down into sajda. He was a Muslim. He didn't know how to perform salah. He forgot everything. He said, "The only position I knew was to be in sajda." As Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to always sing this, and our Mashaykh sing this, you know. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. So he says, I put my head down in sajda, and the entire night I cried to Allah. And I said, "Allah, I've made a big mistake in my life. Help me." The next day he goes into the courtroom. His mother is at the back of the courtroom, and she's witnessing this whole thing. And the judge says, "Stand up." And he opens the file. And he looks at him and he says, "You know, I want to ask you something. If I give you a chance, if I give you one chance, what will you do with your life?" He says, "You know, it's funny that you're asking me this question, because last night I made tawbah to Allah. And I will definitely change my life. I will change my life." So the judge tells him, "Get out of here. I'm tired of locking youngsters up like you. You're 23 years old and your whole life is finished. I don't want to ever see you in this courtroom again." He goes out of there and he says, "The only thing that I could remember, my mother used to always tell me that I want you to memorize the Quran Sharif. I want you to memorize the Quran Sharif." So he says, "I went out of there and I said, let me go to the masjid." I didn't go home, I went straight to the masjid. Allahu Akbar. I went straight to the masjid. I sat in the masjid for 2 days. I'm looking for answers and I'm saying, "I'm going to find a Hibs institution. I'm going to memorize Quran Karim." He says, I walked into the Hibs institution with all my tattoos, everything. I met the people that were teaching, the Asatira, and I told them, they asked me, "Can we help you?" I said, "Yes, you can help me. I want to memorize Quran Sharif." They said, "Okay, no problem, you can start." He said, "I couldn't even read Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha. Never mind anything else." 8 months later, Allah Ta'ala had made him Hafiz al-Quran. What is impossible for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we decide to effect the change, and we decide that, "Allah, I want to make this the turning point in my life," then Allah will effect the change. Nothing is impossible. We should never lose hope in Allah Ta'ala's rahmat and mercy. Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to also say, the only language that a baby knows is to cry. If a baby is hungry, cry. Wet, cry. Thirsty, cry. Pain, cry. You know, if you extend the parable, even when the alarm system was introduced in the country also, then if a person heard the alarm system was also crying. That now somebody is coming to hijack or somebody is coming to take the car away, then everybody would run after that person. So even the alarm would draw attention. Why is it that we don't cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Put our heads down in sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because shaitan came to Allah and he told Allah, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ, that I will attack insan from the left, from the right, from the front and the back. He didn't mention two directions. He didn't mention the top and the bottom. And in this is an indication that if we want anything, let us lift our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a drowning person. And he who kneels down to Allah can stand up to anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability, the conditions of tawbah very quickly. Riyadus Salihin, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, has mentioned this on the Bab of Tawbah, that there are three conditions as far as the hukukullah are concerned, the rights of Allah. Ay yuqli'a anil ma'siyah. Number one, give up the haram and the wrong that we are doing. Now start off slowly and give up that haram and that wrong that we are doing. Number two, أَيَّنْدِمَ عَلَىٰ فِعْلِهَا, that a person has a deep regret over the haram and the wrong that I did. Not to boast to people that I did this haram and this wrong. Allah is sattar. If it's not for Allah covering my fault, I wouldn't master the courage to sit in front of you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kind and so merciful. May it be that Allah not disgrace us. Allah mustn't disgrace us in dunya, neither in the qabr nor in the akhirah. Number three, أَيَّعْزِمَ أَلَّا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهِ أَبَدًا, that a person makes a firm conviction that Allah, from today, I will try my level best not to do the haram and the wrong. And perchance, if we ever fall into the haram and the wrong, when a baby falls into the gutter, Then the baby doesn't stand there. The baby will stand up and will start walking again. If we fall into the cut of haram and wrong, we get up, we dust off, we sit with the mashayikh, inshallah, and we go back and we keep this contact, inshallah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala keep our Hazrat Damat Farakatum shadow over us. And we appreciate this. We should learn to appreciate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Hazrat, inshallah, a long life, inshallah, a life for our benefit, inshallah, so that we may all benefit, inshallah. And as Maulana Ibrahim Devlasat, Damat Farakatum says very beautifully, I remember this in the old workers, Ijtima, he said this very rightly. He said, Man aslaha ma baynahu wa bayna Allah. Aslaha Allahu ma baynahu wa bayna khalqi. That person that will make Islah, he will rectify that which is between him and Allah. Then Allah will rectify that which is between him and the creation of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala firstly grant myself, grant each one of us the ability, inshallah, to make today the turning point in our life. As we sit here, inshallah, we make an intention, Allah, that I want to change my life. The direction of my life needs to change, Allah. I'm going to meet you, my Rabb. I need to meet you in a manner that you are pleased with me and I am pleased with you, by Allah. Allah, please grant us that ability, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallah wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.